The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the next episode of the Dumbfellas. It's a little bit loud here, and it's a little bit crazy because we are doing our first live show-ish kind of type thing ever. I'm Natty Bumpercar. I am not going to be driving the ship. I am not going to be your host because I'm going to hand those duties over to a much more handsome man, a man who we ain't seen in a long time. He's grizzled. What? He's out of the woods. What? He's been eating berries and nuts all day. Huh? Look at him coming up and over the hill, not sweating at all.
I'm not hosting it tonight. Yeah. Kevin is.
Oh. Grifo?
Whoa.
What's up, Kevin Grifo?
That is news to me. Wow, this is going to be an experiment. This is going to be fun.
I cannot believe we're all here.
It is Mr. 50,000.
Mr. 50,000 coming at you live to tape at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey on show night.
Show night,
ladies
baby.
Weird now I have to say ladies and gents because, you know, Jackie Byrne is sitting along with us as well. She is here.
Uh-huh. As much as Kevin fought it, Jackie is here.
Yes. Kevin wouldn't fight me.
I listened to
the one that you guys did without me with Jackie on our first one.
Yeah. I wasn't there.
And I got to tell you,
was
you
I
weren't
there
for either one of them?
No.
On the farm?
No.
Old McDonald's farm? No, you weren't on the farm.
You and I, that's why.
Wait, right, you really did listen to it because you just quoted it.
Yeah, you did listen to it. What'd you
he
think?
He said,
did
I didn't say
it?
Old. Of course, I listen all the time. No matter if I'm on it or not, I
but
listen.
But more
because,
importantly, did you
wait, you think he's never heard the term Old McDonald's farm before our podcast?
Do you remember how the Rat Pack got 10 times better when they brought in Angie Dickinson?
I thought you were going to say Sammy Davis, but
me
okay.
Too.
Jackie is our Sammy Davis.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sweetheart, you are our Angie Dickinson.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
We got to go back to the Rat Pack
later. She's our Angela Lansbury.
She's our Angela Lansbury.
Podcast
she wrote.
That's because of the red.
That was a long-running show that she had there.
She wrote?
I don't understand why people ever hung out with her. Right?
Why we've never hung out with Angela?
Wait, is she still alive?
Angela Lansbury. Why would anybody?
In our hearts.
No, Angela Lansbury is in the new Mary Poppins movie.
You're kidding?
Yeah. We sound like
she's her mother, Mary Poopins.
We sound like we were shot out of a cannon tonight. I don't
yes.
know if we've ever
whatever.
Had this.
We're
much
all
energy.
On Natty's speed.
But there's one voice, there's one sweet voice that I feel like we have not heard yet, and I think it's important to bring him into the fray
you
so that he
to.
Doesn't sit in the corner all night, ladies
he
and gentlemen.
Won't.
The sad boy himself. What's up there, clown kid?
It's good to be here with you guys. Very happy to be here.
Did you call him the clown kid?
I did. That's his new nickname.
I love that.
This is exciting. I'm saving all my energy for the second episode, all right, guys?
Oh.
So we're planning this.
That's how you want to do a show.
Wow, way to bring us way to bring us back to reality.
That's how you want to do a show.
Natty, I got to tell you. First of all, we all need headphones because I can't hear anybody else on the side of the table. But I got to tell you. You know how there's been episodes of like Seinfeld and shit where people want their own nicknames?
Uh-huh.
I want Clown King. That's the best fucking nickname I've ever
clown
heard.
Clown King?
No, he was a Clown Kid.
Clown
so you
Kid.
Could be clown
oh,
king.
He's Clown Kid.
He's clown a Clown Kid. Kid.
Do we dare take and this opportunity to make this episode the inevitable nicknames episode that we've talked about?
Oh.
I like that. I think we do the ketchup and nicknames.
I like what we're doing here. Natty, sweet what's ketchup. Going on with you over in Coffee Can Alley, bud?
Well, ladies and gentlemen... I was in the city last night, not the last night for you guys, but I was in that Survivor show, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, we were
supposed
to did you have to wear a loincloth and run around a desert?
Yeah, were you voted off the island?
I was not voted off. I made it through three more.
Wait, when are you back?
In 2 weeks or something.
Can you text it to me?
I will let
you know.
Because
KP and I are going.
Also, what is it?
I volunteer.
Oh, so it's called something Outlive, Outlast, Outlaugh Survivor Comedy Competition, and it's at the where is it at? It's at the Tank, which is on West 36th Street, and it's this little black box theater, holds maybe 45 people. There's two tribes, but so last night, and I had an alliance with these people. They messaged me on Facebook, people I don't even know, and they're like, "Want to be in an alliance?" I was like, "Yes, want to be in an alliance."
What's the name of the alliance?
We didn't have a name.
If you guys do comedy, it should be
it's
glad,
wait a second.
Right?
Did you at least have
so
like a secret
to be
nod?
There?
There was yes. There was a lot of like. Eh?
I got
eh?
It.
Yeah, it was very nice.
KP deserved more.
He doesn't though, does he?
Yeah, yes, he does.
Oh, you can't hear him at all. Do you have headphones?
I'm gonna sit back just like this, and I'm not gonna miss a beat.
Can I tell you a story about something real quick?
I would love to hear a story.
When I was in high school, I made up a game called Lunch Table Survivor.
Ooh.
Where we would have two teams, and then eventually we'd have to vote off one of us to go sit at a different lunch table.
Really?
It was like the lunch table, like, not to sound like a jerk on this show, but it was the lunch table that no one wanted to sit at.
Aww.
Was there an immunity challenge? Like, you could come in with a gun or something, no. And everybody had to be
yes.
Oh, no.
That, like, this was pre.
More important,
violence.
Was there an immunity idol?
No. But we took over these poor kids' lunch tables, and we didn't have any regrets about it.
So it's so mean.
So Kevin's a bully. We've
yeah,
covered that.
That's what
I'm hearing.
It was mean.
So last night we lost the first competition, and the guy who started my little alliance got voted out, got blindsided.
He's not a good leader.
No, and I felt terrible. And then
who votes him out? The audience?
No, we like it's like our little group. There's seven of us.
Oh, and then internally you vote off, like literally like Survivor.
Just like Survivor.
It's bullying for adults is basically what you're telling me.
And he was like, it was really sad, like because then they're like, give your final speech, and he did, and he was like, guys, I've just been going through a lot of stuff. Like it was.
This
really,
was at a comedy show, Nat?
Yeah, it was brutal sad. And then like there were two more competitions.
I'm just a plumber, just trying to make it. my wife believed in me, and here I am.
But so I was in the back room. So here's what I've learned about New York comedians is they look down on me even more than the New Jersey comedians.
No, we look down on you,
KP
buddy.
KP Burke's really? A New York comedian.
Is he?
No one looks
down
on you.
No one here is.
I was trying to explain. I was like, he was like, this guy was asking me about how he was like, well, how do you do stand up? And I was like, you know, I go
how
out
do you do
sitting down.
Stand up?
Yeah.
I bring out my puppet. That's what I do.
Oh, I don't have.
Natty left out the part where the person he asked was Hannah Gadsby. How do you do stand up? Well, I'll just go over a list of my personal tragedies.
Wait, KP, let me ask you a question. If he was to ask a comic that was like a Brooklyn comic, like a freaking. How would they answer? How do Brooklyn comics, like, how would they describe themselves?
Well, first of all, you're not allowed to have ethnic pride anymore. You have to have gender pride.
Okay.
Right? So it's a weird thing where people define. We're still looking for stuff to define ourselves with. So, Bump, tell me when I'm wrong here. How many people refer to themselves as cisgender when you met them?
Only you.
Cisgender?
It's a weird hill that you've climbed onto in our message thread that I don't get. And I just I see you post it, and I'm just like, oh, there goes old crazy KP again.
All right, now
again.
Here's the thing. I usually love to jump on people on Facebook and make fun of them for things.
Uh-huh.
I have developed the ability to take the bullshit out of KP's posts
uh-huh.
and learn something. And I mean that with all my heart. I really do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
really do, like he'll do something, and I'm like, I'm not. First of all, I don't want to get blocked anymore by being Facebook Joe. Secondly, I'm like, I take key phrases and words on something that he says, and I like Google it real quick. I'm like, what is that?
So like,
and I learned.
Yesterday you learned it was Tuesday, which I know is a big thing for you to learn.
Wow.
Oof, Bump, Bump. Save it for the show.
Wow. So speaking of...
Why was that funny? I want to be in on this.
I don't... He said that you're not intelligent enough to realize what day of the week it is.
There's my man right there.
So...
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we were doing third grade bust. Okay. I didn't realize we were doing
are you
third
serious?
Grade.
You
I wish everyone could have seen that.
I wish you could have seen how funny
then.
He thought that was. I really thought that I missed something. Other than the fact that he thought I was too dumb to know the day of the week. Okay,
Rich
no, that was good.
Rich has not stopped eating his wings.
If we were in third grade, I would have totally been like, dude, shut up.
If you were in third grade, Garifa would have voted you off the lunch table.
That's it. And if we weren't.
Let me explain something. If there was only one thing I was good at in third grade, and it was the fucking lunch table.
Yo, can I tell you? This was high school, by the way. This was senior year in high school.
For the people that can't see this, by the way, because there is a part that's missing to this. When Natty laughs like that, Natty laughs like when Grover tells a joke on Sesame Street and throws his arms up into the air. I mean, he's...
It's because I don't care.
And he
I
stares
just ducked
at
all of you. Near, far.
What's everybody else been up to? Because my story was terrible.
Yeah.
That's not true. Are you still in the competition, though?
I still am in the competition.
When is the next show?
When win, yeah.
I don't know. I'll look it up for the plugs, and I will tell you.
We
in the second one, In the second one, they said, the second competition was a monologue. They said, all right, you have to do a monologue. Who's going to do it? And I was like, I guess I'll do it. And
I would totally
like,
go see you do the next one.
You should absolutely do a monologue.
And they were, yeah. they were like, you realize it's not stand-up. It's a monologue. And I was like, yeah, it's just like a story,
oh,
right?
Pretentious.
There is a little
Shut
bit.
Up.
Somebody,
so annoying.
Somebody at one point was like, because they were throwing around all these like UCB improv like terms. And they're like, do you even do improv? And I was like, I took classes at UCB and I do improv in New Jersey. And they're like, and they said, oh, you do Jersey improv?
Fuck them. I just got angry. Listen to me. I would come watch the show if I can remember what day of the week it is. I would go over the show. As long as I don't get confused, I'll be there.
Uh-huh. Big Rich is here. Big Rich.
No, listen.
Speaking of Jersey improv,
Big Rich is here, and Big Rich is in heaven right now with these delicious wings at the Brown Bear Pub. 104 Harrison Avenue.
Wings taste like vodka.
Best wings I've had all day. Give the plug there, Kevin.
And if there weren't five other people with microphones talking, Rich would be in heaven right now because he would just.
I like Rich's presence for this episode too. He pops in like the mom telling us five more minutes till we have to leave.
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I mean. We're allowed to play five more minutes while me and Tommy's mom are gonna have coffee.
You said the mob. And I had a story. I thought you said the mob.
Oh,
who's and the camp counselor for
brother,
Salute Your Shorts?
Richie knows his story. But never mind. We'll save it for mob stories.
Ooh, mob stories?
I used to work for the mob, yeah.
We'll tell that later. Yeah.
That's for real, for real. That's how I got some of my nicknames.
So wait,
I thought I was roughing these people up for Staples. Apparently, it was the mafia the entire time.
Jackie, have you ever had a nickname?
Of course.
Besides, the Burn?
Well, Jackie is a nickname.
Huh?
What is your... Jacqueline?
Yeah, my real name is Jacqueline.
No,
yeah.
Jackie's not a nickname. That's
is
just
it Jacqueline or Jacqueline or is it Jacqueline? What is it?
I always said Jacqueline, but it's J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
So it's Jacqueline.
Or it's Ooh. Jacqueline. If you want to be sexy.
Oh, really?
Jesus.
I hate when she does it.
No, Joe can't stand up right now. Hold on a second.
I can't go to the blackboard, Mrs. Greeley.
I looked him right
She looked me right in the eye and said, Jacqueline.
That made me uncomfortable. Holy cannolis. No, but an actual nickname.
They call me Red. I got Red a lot.
Why?
I know, isn't it boring?
Why?
No.
Because she looks like the father.
Why do you get embarrassed, or why do they call you Red?
Because of her red jacket.
Because of my hair. Red.
Oh, is that why?
Your hair is brown.
No, I'm considered red. I'm Auburn.
Oh. Are you natural red?
Yeah.
War Eagle.
Oh.
That's actually not how it's said. It's War Damn Eagle.
Come on.
I'm not. Because
they're the worst.
You can see them, Joe.
I'm just kidding.
I've been dying to see your eyebrows for years. I've known Jackie for 7 years. I've been waiting to see your eyebrows. That's the goal of any relationship.
To see what?
I meant chest hair.
I don't have chest hair.
Imagine if you were in a relationship with a girl and you were just listen,
Irish.
We've been going out for a long time now.
I know, I've been dying to see your
when
eyebrows.
When are you going to finally give up your eyebrows
give up
to
my
me?
Eyebrows.
That was good.
There you go.
No, it was a good crunch.
That was a good one.
Has anyone here had a crazy nickname that doesn't with their name?
I couldn't
name?
Even tell you.
Yes.
I've probably had
many.
20 plus nicknames that stuck over the years. Like groups of people would walk in here. Like if every job I've ever had, I've had a different nickname. Every
hey, fat ass is not
ever,
a nickname.
No, no.
That's not a nickname.
That's a term of affection.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Nope, not just not, one. Not, no. It's,
what are some of the other ones, though? You got Jenso.
Everybody had, I had a different nickname for every aspect of my life.
All right, give us a
grammar
couple.
School.
What are the nicknames?
Grammar school was they call me Chunky. Chunky's back and he's bigger than that's what they used to say.
That's amazing.
Oh, then I got it like the Hess truck.
I got it. Yeah. No, it was actually a Chunky candy bar commercial, and it was Chunky's. And when I was at home
truck.
When that came on, and I saw it, and I was like,
I think
I'm
a
fucked.
Better nickname would be Hess truck.
I know.
It would have been,
smarter.
But trucks are tough, and I was not tough back
not
then.
Tough?
No,
oh,
I was chunky.
Were you husky or chunky?
No, I was, mom said I was husky.
Aww.
I was chunky, yeah.
Aww, that's so cute.
I was just
though.
A whole big ball
chubby
of love.
Boy.
I really was. I just looked, I don't know.
I was fat, too.
I think a lot of people,
I had to
know.
Wear a shirt at the beach.
Oh, all my all my nicknames
was
were
was anybody here not chubby
science.
Growing up?
Kevin Grifos right in front of you.
Yeah.
He started drinking booze at 4.
And when I was, my first nickname actually was from... The recess aide, she called me Sticks because I was so
stuck to her. You just wouldn't leave.
Wait, with an X?
Aww.
We didn't ever wrote it down.
Kevin was selling loose cigarettes.
She never went. Hey, Sticks, STIX.
But
come here.
She was the only faculty member to ever get me presents on my birthday. She got me a full collection of Fleer 1991 baseball cards, like the whole
wait,
case.
Wait, what?
Wait, Brett. Kevin, can you go more into this
yeah,
story,
like
please? Because I feel
this
like this is
going to
go somewhere.
She called me Sticks because I was super skinny. I still am. And
she taught me about my body.
Now, wait a minute. If she got you presents, then she wrote you a card or something, so she did write it down.
She was,
wait,
no, there was, there was no card. Gifts when you were alone?
No, on the playground. She got me the big baseball binder. You know the binders what? That you would put baseball cards in with all the plastic sheets?
She take you behind the play shed?
I know. I was going to say, I feel like you've been a victim of rape, and no. You don't even know.
No, Jesus, Jackie. This is a clean
you like
podcast.
Peggy's and cheese doodle hump in the slide?
I knew her outside from
say?
School, too.
She told me how to kiss.
Red? Red means
Patty. Good old Patty Myers.
Hang on, so we got Sticks, we got Chunk, we
well,
got
no,
Red.
Well, no, I had a lot better nicknames.
Yeah, but that's
we're sticking to that. I had 20 some odd nicknames.
Cool. It's only a 45-minute podcast
yeah.
Show.
Yeah, I know.
That's I can rattle them off. I was Pot Roast.
Do it.
Carnage.
I
was Asada.
Let him get out his Asperger's. It's good.
These people, yeah.
I was hoping he would save it for nicknames episode 15.
Shrek, Bacala.
Bacala, really?
Bacala for a long time. Bacala. Shrek was a good one. Shrek stuck forever.
Bacala's mean, though.
Lenny. Bacala. My sisters still call me Lenny.
Oh, like you killed
pet
the mouse?
Pet the rabbit. Pet the rabbit. Oh. Lenny, pet the rabbit. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie did not take English in high school.
I took English. What are you talking about?
Where's Lenny from?
I was Lenny.
Oh.
I mean, I just said the book. Well, yeah. Who wrote that, Jackie? I can't remember.
Give me a second.
It was in the Cliff Notes.
Let's see.
I believe Henry Fonda
Fuck
wrote
off.
That.
No, Henry Fonda did not write.
Is Mice of Men of Flowers for Algernon spinoff?
Wow. We all got
that's
up to
hilarious.
Seventh grade.
Well, not bad,
Steinbeck.
Sticks.
Now, it was Steinbeck, right? That was my guess.
That's,
no
not, even, that's not even the best off. One, dude.
What's the other one, though?
I
went
back.
I never had to read that book, though.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I went back. I went back.
To where?
That's why I rattled off all those other nicknames. Because I went back to the fat kid in seventh grade, sixth grade. And when you were like, all right, we got Chunky, I was like, no fucking way am I Chunky.
I mean,
no
you're
way.
Red, Chunky, Sticks. I mean, our this is podcast is so much better
now,
all of a
all
sudden.
All of a sudden, we've become Stand By Me.
Oh, let's go.
You guys want to see a dead body?
Hey, maybe after the show tonight we will.
Lollipop.
That's a good point.
Lollipop.
What about you?
BRFJ.
Come on, what was your young
I never
one?
Had a nickname.
Oh, that's so weird.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't
that.
Even know your real name.
Dickie
Nobody
Rods?
Does.
Dickie, Big
remember
Rich
we are always saying that old Killjoy's on his way.
in college it was Otter. In oh, high school
right.
It was Flash. In grammar school. What?
Why were you Flash? Did you whip it out?
No, it's because he finished quick.
I think I did, though.
Ah, bumper car with the PG-13.
Again, you brought up Kevin's middle school teacher.
Huh?
That's who gave me the nickname.
Flash.
Flash.
Yes. Wait, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she took me behind the trailers, too.
I thought I was just saying you finished dinner quick.
Garifo's middle school aide.
It was your baseball card. It was like
yeah.
Third
grade.
Game, wasn't it?
Oh. She's like, but, how
well,
about...
If you were in third grade, I was in freshman year of college.
Wait, right. How old are you?
I'm younger than you.
There it is.
But that's like the dumb fellas right in the meaty middle.
That's not even like my best nickname, which still lingers a little bit today. I have two more, if you don't
cheese.
Mind. Cheese.
Cheese.
Yes.
Uncle Cheese.
Uncle
Cheese. Which is now
tell
Uncle
me why.
Cheese.
That's so cute.
That's not even like the
best story.
That's not even like really how it started.
Tell me.
The original nickname, my brother and all of his friends. They all like loved reading like Mad Magazine and Cracked Magazine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there was one issue of Mad or Cracked, I forget which one. And they were making fun of, it was the Home Alone movies were just coming out.
Yeah.
So they made some joke about Kevin from Home Alone, and his name was Elfin Butt Cheese. That's what they called him. So for a while, my full nickname was Elfin Butt Cheese. And then throughout the years, it just shortened. For a while, I was Butt Cheese. Like, I was.
Did you be like, shut the fuck up, or did you just?
No, I was Sticks. What can I do? Like, yeah. I couldn't.
Sticks is like, don't make me call my friend Chunky over here.
Exactly.
He was younger and 83 pounds.
I was. Yeah, there was nothing I could do. So like, everyone called me Butt Cheese, and then eventually in high school, I was Cheese till college.
Wait, and I don't want to bring this up
you're
every episode,
again.
But did
I
call you
again.
Butt Cheese because of?
No, not because I was smell, because of Home Alone. Pay attention,
Natty.
Don't
do this. He has a show
come
tonight.
On.
I know.
I wasn't in a positive place.
Well, that's why I said we didn't want to bring it up.
You know what I'm loving about the nicknames, though? We do have an East Coast vibe on this, so right now it feels like that one scene in Goodfellas. Like, it was a great time to be a wise guy. There was Red. There was Sticks. The Flash from West Orange. Old bumper car came up from Georgia to take care of our business down south.
I like that.
Old KP two times?
We couldn't have done it. Old KP two times. I'm going to go to the punchlines, do the punchline.
Tell a punchline.
So wait, what was yours?
All we need is for Red to say, I'm sorry.
We need a Burke.
$65,000, Red. I'm
wait, was
sorry.
Your was your nickname the Truth Burks?
That one's
Jackie
great,
Byrne
actually.
Is a whore. That Jackie
what?
Byrne
what?
Is a whore.
No. Chunks, stop it. Chunky,
Byrne,
down.
Let me in apartment 2B.
Get your own goddamn man.
What the fuck? KP,
I'm not comfortable
what was
with this.
I know,
off
right?
The rails. Go ahead,
I know,
KP.
Thank
we're ready.
You, Natty.
For such a cool nickname, I did not live up to it. When I was a kid, I was really good at roller hockey. In our roller hockey league, they called me Mac Attack, right? So I was Mac Attack, which then turned into Mac Daddy.
Okay, hey now.
What was the other stuff?
Criss Cross?
They would play Return of the Mac.
Anything.
Right. Were you the Mac Daddy? Did you wear your clothes backwards?
That's a great song.
The Miggity 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 Mac.
That's
the Miggity 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 Mac.
Mac Daddy make it jump.
That's what I was wondering, like, because you're a little bit younger than some of us here. So I was wondering, and you said it was because of Return of the Mac. What year did that song come out?
So what, got to be what, like 95?
And Criss Cross was prior to that,
Criss Cross
right?
Was earlier.
So you like you got like the better version of the nickname Mac Daddy.
Yeah. The more you think about it, he was a little bit wiggity 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 whack about that, right?
Oh, really?
Jump.
I had a Criss Cross joke once.
Oh, what was it?
It's but yeah, I never lived up to that nickname, and that was the cool nickname. And then
no, you're not a Mac Daddy.
No,
yeah, I had to learn that one the hard way.
I call Rich Mac.
I
know. That's I feel like I Rich could
Big
be
Mac.
The Mac Daddy. No offense,
Mac,
KP.
Big Mac.
Right, Rich.
I've heard that.
You know it.
For real. Have I ever called you anything other than Mac? I don't think I have.
I've never called him Mac Daddy.
Late at night, you'll
like
call me
start.
Like, "Hey, Big Rich."
Oh, that's gonna fulfill awkward. Some
that's
things
when I
for Jackie.
Got some daddy issues. Yeah. It's not a video.
I've heard you call him the Knife before.
Oh,
Mac the Knife. Half the table doesn't know who Bobby Darin is.
Nope. He's on the show tonight.
Right.
He's the headliner. Yeah, we should actually mention that we're actually recording for the first time ever before and probably while a show is going to be going on.
Yes.
So we are, a lot of us are on the show. Rich and Joe are going to be headlining. Natty Bumpercar is hosting? I don't even know. Is that
I'm hosting. I'm okay. Hosting.
Oh, that's great.
We got Darren Patterson.
Darren Patterson.
That's going to be fun. I was a little nervous about that.
What's our order tonight?
Listen, let me wrap this. Let me bring this entire podcast back to where we started.
I know, I feel like we really
because here's what I've been thinking since someone said it earlier. There's five men and one beautiful woman.
That's
we are the Rat Pack. So you can't say you're the Rat Pack without start assigning who is who.
Okay.
Ooh. In the Rat Pack.
Well, I like this.
Oh.
So, of course, while you guys were talking for the last 40 minutes, that's what I was thinking about. For those who are wondering why I didn't participate in your games.
Just start us off by letting me know who the Rat Pack is, please, Richard.
Oh, that's a good call.
And then we're going to say who we are in the Brat Pack.
Ooh.
Jackie is Molly Ringwald.
By default.
Wait. I know. Does that
Kevin is Ally Sheedy.
I don't know who that is.
It's okay.
What do you mean?
Is that a girl? Is that a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Yeah, but that works for you. That works.
Who am I? I don't like your face. Who am I?
I thought there was. Who are you?
I thought there was only one girl in the Brat Pack. That's why I said that.
Judd Nelson.
That's a good thing. Joe is Judd Nelson.
Am I Ducky Dale?
You're definitely Ducky.
Yeah, you definitely are Ducky.
110%.
You want to be. No, Daddy, you'll be
he's
my
Amelia
best friend.
West of us.
Yeah, KP's Amelia.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're
guys.
My best friend.
And if I have
to
say
to
I'm Charlie Sheen, let's just go with it.
I'm not even
in the movie.
AIDS, got it.
With he is now.
Girl who played drums? Is that how
out with the crew.
Or is that somebody else?
Six
different conversations happening.
I'm mixing all the movies together.
Are you guys, are we still in it?
Wait, you're Judd Nelson.
Are you assigning a Rat
Pack? I can't wait until we delete this episode.
Yeah. You're the Young Guns guy.
He just said
who? Emilio Estevez?
Okay.
KP Burke is Emilio Estevez.
I loved your work in The Mighty
and
Ducks.
You're Charlie Sheen.
I'm Charlie Sheen.
Because you don't want to know Emilio Estevez.
Yeah,
he's related to you.
We're kind of brothers,
that's
but I'm not never going to admit it in public.
There it is.
I'm going to tell you, I could probably have competed with them in the amount of cocaine they all did.
Wow.
What?
That's a story for a whole other podcast.
More than Ally Sheedy?
I'm going to say the Sheen Estevez.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think Ally Sheedy's a goer.
Statement.
I know she is.
Wait, Ally Sheedy?
From her.
Yeah. Kevin's Ally Sheedy.
Kevin Garifo is Ally Sheedy.
Is
she the weird one?
The weird one in the Breakfast Club.
All right. Yeah.
But
no,
she was
good.
Adorable.
I don't have
look.
Enough energy to argue with
that's
that.
That's a good look. Who else are you going to be?
She was adorable, though.
Can I be the principal that just yells at everybody for acting up?
Oh.
He was the
Barry Manilow know you raided his closet?
That's Pat. Pat has to be the principal that comes in and yells at all of us. Pat Carillon, we love
and
you.
And Mike
love
Tierney you, is the janitor. It just hangs out with them.
Aw. So, wait, you were Judd Nelson?
Janitors make
good
money,
my favorite
bro.
Line of his is, screws fed all the time. World's an imperfect place.
Cats and dogs living together.
That was for Christmas.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, brutal. Cigar.
Spill paint in the garage?
That one hurt.
That thing just got weird.
All right. It's sad that I had a great Rat Pack analogy, but I had to dumb it down to the Brat Pack for half the room.
Well, that's
okay.
Go ahead
and what the
do
Rat
your
Pack
bit.
Was.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, wait real quick. For the people who are listening who know these people are, I'll start from most important. Peter Lawford. Kevin Garifo.
I was pointing. You're gonna have already had it. I already had
Can
it.
Can you speak in a British accent and marry a Kennedy? Yes.
I have to Google who that is.
No.
He was in
Joey Bishop, KP Burke.
Okay. Yeah. You know who that is? Or all? Everyone has their phones out.
He had his own show. Guess what it was called?
How do you not American know Loser.
Oh, Dean Martin right here? Dean
Sammy Davis Jr.
Jackie.
Natty bumper car.
Ha, cha, cha, cha.
No, Jackie's the broad.
I've got it. Can I? Yeah, I want to be a check.
Dean Martin is obviously Big Rich from Jersey.
Oh, wait. Oh.
And really? The chairman of the board, Joe Carney.
Didn't Dean die of alcoholism?
That's not the point.
Isn't that a nice
That is
compliment,
exactly
Joe
the
Did you know that that was going to happen?
Who am I? Peter Lofton?
Peter Lawford.
I want you to think about it.
Okay.
I want you to think of every personality that he has given us and tell me he's wrong. He's not wrong.
I thought the Rat Pack literally was just Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis. So I don't know who these other people
are. Peter Lawford.
So
he was married
Joey
to the Kennedys.
Joey Bishop. He was on the Joey Bishop show.
He was on the Joey Bishop
what,
show.
What part did
and
he play?
Angie Dickinson.
It was a rotating ensemble.
Right. I'll take Peter Lawford.
No, yeah, Peter Lawford's a good one.
That guy got ass in 57.
Yeah. So I feel like KP needs a better nickname. If that's possible.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Mac
Daddy. And no
Mac
one asked
Daddy.
Me what mine was.
Why Mac Daddy? Why can't he be Mac Daddy?
Natty. I'm sorry. We have to get your nickname.
Yes, Nat Daddy.
Your whole life is a nickname.
I know. I was going to say.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, your whole life.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
What
are you talking
nickname?
About?
He's going to tell everyone his real name. He's going to tell everyone his real name.
When I was first growing up, my first nickname that I remember.
How many times did you grow up?
Huh? The first time. The first time I grew up. That was mean. Was
Benjamin Button.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Because of the book?
Because of the song.
Oh, the song.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was a book?
Because I had curly hair, and I had, like, curly hair, and
You're
it was...
cute.
Yeah, it was, like, cute, right?
Wait, was your hair more curly? Because your hair was kind of curly, was it not? Big
Yeah,
Rich?
I had a big, like, Jufro.
He looked like Ben Savage from Little Monsters.
I love you more now.
Wow, yeah. From Little Monsters?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Wow, you really did.
Whenever my hair gets past a certain point, it just gets like wavy. And
Do you know who the monster is? That's Howie Mandel.
Yes, of course. And
Wait, really?
That was a little harsh, but yeah.
Yes!
That's one of my favorite movies.
Jesus, not many people Joey knows.
No, I like when someone has seen the movie and knows what they're talking about.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time. But Rich, every now and then, he'll post that Facebook profile picture of him as a little kid.
Which is adorable.
And it looked, but
like
it looked
the one with no shirt on and young girls around him.
Yeah, but it looks cute. Just like Ben Savage.
In his backyard with the hose going, he's got it ready to roll every time.
I know, he was so cute.
I know.
Topanga's there.
He was the only kid in the neighborhood that wanted to be molested.
All right.
What?
Bump. I feel like we...
I know. I actually feel like this might need to
Bump.
Get deleted.
All right. So go on. Fuzzy Wuzzy was your nickname.
Yeah. That was it.
Oh! Yeah. Do not let that go. That was awesome.
That was very nice. I like that. That was good.
All right.
So look at all these people coming to the show. Very exciting.
Beautiful.
That's it. And it was just because of the stupid hair. But, I mean, that's when I was like a little kid. I don't remember any from...
You didn't have any in college or anything? You said you were Otter in college, Rich? Anyone
okay,
else here?
Bear in mind, so I went to University of Georgia. I was in art school, and this will floor you, and we might just end the podcast after this.
Oh,
I was referred to as the gayest man in Athens.
My eye almost shot out of my
what
head.
What an amazing. amazing way to end.
Oh my God! You're not even an Olympian.
The gayest man in Athens.
Oh my God! I just pictured you with a fucking wreath on your head.
I feel like, how did you even get that?
Color me not surprised.
I don't know, but when I found out that
that
was
because
my nickname,
you brought a stuffed animal to a sleepover with a girl across the hall from you.
What? What are you talking about? That never happened. Twice.
No, you didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel like we should get to some plugs. Maybe we can dig into this story a little bit later. Kevin Garifo, any shows coming up?
Obviously tonight, which is going to be way too in the past for this, but
in about 30 minutes.
No, I got it.
Hold on. I should have pulled this up earlier. I do have actually do have shows coming up. So this is great. September 26th in Jersey City. The LITM show, 140 Newark Ave, with my friends Andrew Lee, Josh Wells, Laz Vick will be there.
Nice.
Ray Gibbs, who I like a lot as well. That's September 26th. $7 wings, $5 bullet bourbons. All right, let's not plug everything they got. September
27th. Yeah.
That's another one with just about everyone that's at this table, except for Natty.
No, I'm there.
Oh, you're there?
Coming. Yeah, yeah, it's all of us.
Beautiful.
And he asked me, he told me to do time.
So 75 State Route 15 South, Jefferson, New Jersey.
Wait, we're giving addresses?
Then October 7th, back at the old home base, Tierney's Tavern, October 7th. Like I said that already. It's going to be a lot of fun. So those are my dates coming up. So please check them out and follow my wrestling podcast, The Shining Wizards. We just had XM's Sam Roberts on the show last night.
Wait, the last professional broadcaster?
That's it.
Big time.
So we had him on. He's a great guy. So support that Wizards podcast. Thank you. That's it.
We McDonald and Carney are at the Tap House with their friends. Tap House 15 next week, next Thursday, with everybody at this table. And I am beyond excited.
Literally,
I love that room. Scott Brennan runs a great room at Tap House. Let me explain something to you, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think anybody could run Tap House 15 as good as Scott Brennan. I think Scott Brennan does a phenomenal job, and no one should ever take that room away from him. He does
an
awesome job.
Well played.
It's a fun room to do.
I think if you can do it cheaper.
I wouldn't do it if anybody else did it. Scott Brennan, we love you. Great show. Can't wait to see you next on the 27th. Can't wait.
I've got a show coming up. It's October 2nd is the next one of those Survivor shows at the Tank in the city. It's at 9:30 p.m. So we can go. We can just go into the city, take the train. That's what I did last night. I took the train. Anyway.
Oh, I drive.
So then I have a show October 16th. I have no idea where it is because I don't have any information. November 3rd and November 6th. No, November 3rd, November 17th. That's a long way away, but I'm working for the Comedy Shop.
All right.
So that'll be a fun time.
Not bad, buddy. Life's good. Jay Byrne, what do you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just writing a Natty's Bringer show. Give me 1 second.
Holy shit. It is not a Bringer show.
That's how you do it, Red.
I put down Bringer show, too, in my calendar.
It is not a Bringer show.
I know. I'm only busting
it's all right,
you.
But
on.
You are. It is
you.
A Bringer
KP,
show.
KP, you go. Let me just put this in so I can send it to us.
We're
Tap House. That's fun. October 6th, Newtown Theater. I'm opening for Ron Bennington. It's a big fucking deal.
That's
it's going to
awesome.
Be good for me, man. That's, yeah.
That's a big deal.
I'm pretty happy about that one, man.
I hate you.
Are you kidding me?
I know. That's why I didn't plug it on earlier episodes. But,
not really a big
yeah.
deal. Are you going to get rid of that 12 Monkeys haircut before you get on stage with Ron Bennington?
This is all I have right now is my 12 Monkeys haircut.
Do you?
Yeah.
Shave, okay. Kevin, shave.
How many times do I talk to you in a week and you don't tell me about this?
That one.
I made your stupid website and your stupid logo for your stupid show.
I just wanted you to finish it before you stop talking to me as a friend.
By the way, go listen to KP Burke's other podcast that he started up. It's called American Loser. Look it up on
Love
iTunes
it.
Or on SoundCloud.
It's named
it's
after
a real
KP.
Treat.
Reviews are good, man.
Are you going
to
let me say good, the good, you know, the so longs today?
Yeah.
You are?
No, you always do such a good job with it.
I feel like, I don't know, I listen to them and it's like, you don't get it.
We're the sassiest one. I love it.
All right, what about you,
Jay? I just feel like you don't get it.
Come on,
I'm
Red.
I'm so sorry.
Huh? What?
I'm loving Natty. All right, so I'm with... Wait, where are we going off of next week? All right, so Tap House with everybody. On the 29th, I'm in Tom's River. I'm not exactly sure where. On I just say yes to shit.
Comedy Capital
October
of the
5th,
world.
I'm at the Comedy Shop with Mike Gaffney. Ooh. In Mount Arlington. I'm excited for that.
Mike Gaffney.
The 12th, I'm at 76th House. And the 13th, I'm with Joe Fernandez in East Rutherford.
Where are you on the 27th of September?
I'm with you guys at Tap House.
What?
Wait a minute. We should rent a party bus.
Honestly, you should do the podcast there, too.
We really should.
Yeah, you really should.
I think we talked about doing that, actually.
Okay. Natty's adding. I feel like Natty did a line of cocaine.
We should do something. We should make that. What day of the week is that? A Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Could we all get off work on Friday?
I guess I could make some calls.
You could make some calls,
Kate. Yeah,
we should, like.
I thought your phone got cut off.
Rich, you could shoot random people.
I just want to say, in case this is my last episode, it was a fun ride, and I really do love you guys. And the audience, stick with Dumb Fellas. They will get better.
We're all pulling for you, Rich. We hope you're able to overcome what you're dealing with, and we're going to do a couple of fundraisers to help him out. Right, Joe?
That's it.
Yeah. Joe, did you want to do your little joke?
You never thought somebody would spiral that fast.
Do your little joke end.
We'll have to start a GoFundMe or something for him.
Like I used to say when I played hide and seek with my friend later, see you later.
Oh, God, boy. Geez.
Now we have to go do a comedy show?
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumpercar at Natty Bumpercar, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.